RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Friday morning, MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I know a lot of you guys drop by for Commanders. We'll get you there. Third preseason game takes place Sunday night. Tomorrow night's football festival. Sunday night, Commanders, 8 p.m. late game for NBC. We'll get you ready for that. We'll do more Jahan Dotson takes. I feel pretty good. That news broke when we had about 15 minutes left yesterday. I feel pretty good about the instant take yesterday. But we'll dive into that, and that's about 25 minutes away. In an hour, our guy Parney drops by for a little Friday Parney time. Eventful week for the Squirrels, who are now... is two a streak? If it is, they're on a winning streak. If it's not, they've won two. Three's a streak for sure. Two is better than they'd been doing previously. A couple wins for the Squirrels on a beautiful week to be out at the ballpark. They will be playing all weekend long. Get out to the Diamond, support the local baseball team. Parney will join us at 11 o'clock. Of course, lots of stadium news this week, I am sure. We will dive into that. Gary Hess in 10 minutes for Friday Fun. Gary and I always go long, so any time estimates after Gary Hess are approximate and subject to change. It's like how they bumped Joe Biden by letting everybody go long. That's Gary and I. Whatever happens after Gary is not prime time anymore. We'll get to AWOD's interview with Ryan Odom yesterday. If you missed that, that was a treat. Three segments long, he went deep with the VCU basketball coach. It's not VCU basketball season, but we're always thinking about it. We're always getting ready for it. Here's a jarring number. We're 50 days from dropping the puck on the Washington Capitals hockey season. It does feel a little fallish out there today. I'm not tricked. We're going right back. I'm aware of how this works. Should be a beautiful night tomorrow night, though. AWOD's Football Festival tomorrow night. River City Roll, 3 to 7, live show from 5 to 7. As we said yesterday, the lawyers have spoken. There are things I can say and there are things I can't say. Two distinct, unrelated thoughts that I can relay to you this morning on the radio. One is, we, 910 The Fan, are in possession of Washington Commanders tickets. And not for Sunday night, not for the preseason game. The real games, the ones that count. We're not talking about practice. talk about the games. We're in possession of tickets for the games, the real games. That's a thought. Now, a completely separate, unrelated thought. You just mentally turn the page from that. Tomorrow night, River City Roll. Saturday night, under the lights of River City Roll, we are going to have fun giveaways, things of that nature. We'll be having prizes throughout the night. It's going to be a ton of fun. Can I connect the dots between those two thoughts? No. They were very clear on that. We cannot connect the dots on those two thoughts. But you can come out to River City Roll and have yourself a good time. Fun Friday here. I got back late last night. I made the rounds yesterday. Went to Fredericksburg after the show. Met with my guy Joey LaMonaco. He's a former sports guy. Everybody in journalism is a former sports guy. So Gary Hess, still a sports guy. I'm still a sports guy, but we're doing news stuff too. Joey started a nonprofit news site up in Fredericksburg, the Fredericksburg Free Press, with a bunch of people up there. So I saw their operation, kick the tires on that. Got a little business intel for the Richmonder, which also is very close to launching. September 9th is our first day for that. He took me to a restaurant in downtown Fredericksburg, Foodie. It's in an old bank. You can sit in the vault. We didn't. We sat in the restaurant part, but you can eat in the vault. That's a good bit. Good bit. And the food was really good if you're in Fredericksburg. Shout out to Foodie. Went up to D.C. last night to one of my favorite spots, probably in the world, the 930 Club. The only spot, the only spot I like better is Meriwether Post Pavilion. Phenomenal outdoor venue. But I was at the 930 Club, saw something corporate. You don't have to know the name. They existed for like 4 years when I was in college. So I'm the sweet spot audience here. There's a lot of people my age. Now that we have money, these bands have to get back together, because back then we didn't have money. They could not obtain our money because it didn't exist. Now we got money. We're 40 now. We got money. And so they got to reunite to come back and get our money. It was fascinating, though. The band, Something Corporate, they hadn't played together in 15 years. So, and look, I've been to all the reunion concerts, right? Because I'm a sucker for this stuff. Saw Blink 182 last year. Green Day's still doing their thing. Those bands, though, never stopped being bands. Like Green Day, like you see them, they play You Time Your Life, they play Longview, they play those songs. They play American Idiot, which is a really old song now, which is kind of crazy to think about. Like, that was like a political stand. And now it's like, whoa, that happened a long time ago. But they've been a band. So there's no like acknowledgement of the weirdness factor, because they've just kept being a band. That's their life. For these guys, they stopped being a band for 15 years and now they're 40 and they're being a band. So it was more self-aware of like, all right, we're reliving a moment in time from when we were teenagers, and that's kind of weird but kind of cool, but we're going to lean into it. It was good. It was a fun night, I guess is where I'm going with that. Also, we were ahead of the game yesterday, Hazel, because we devoted a segment to this Vincent van Gogh situation, immersive interactive exhibit. It's everywhere today. It's on the news. It's on the Axios. It's on the Times Dispatch. I got one thing right yesterday that I'd like to take a victory lap on, because I felt like I think we gave a very nuanced impression review. I don't know if it was a formal review. We shared our impressions. There was some good. There was some bad. I feel like we shared everything about our experience. Mm-hmm. Everything this morning, and I said this, Richmond goes nuts for things bigger cities have that they get to have. And that is the tone of this morning's coverage. New York got this. And that, you know who's got it now? You know who's got it now? Richmond, Virginia. Wow. Woo! Eat it, Roanoke. We got it. You didn't get it. Nice try. Sabrina Moreno, writing at Axios, said she got dizzy during the VR thing. So that was validating. I was worried it was just us. Maybe we put the headset on wrong or something. So
the headset like cranked when you tightened it.
It wasn't, there were concerns. The one thing nobody's mentioned, I didn't mention it yesterday because I went on a long tangent about the lights in the church in Starry Night that probably was not of interest. They keep paying me to do this, so I'm just going to keep being me. If you enjoyed it, that's awesome. Thank you for coming back to MP on the Mic. The thing nobody mentioned, it's in a Lidl grocery store. And set aside, if you like Van Gogh and you like the things and you want to go see it, spend your money, go see it. You'll be happy you did.
It's cool.
Yes, but it's in a Lidl grocery store, and that part is amazing.
And it cannot be lost on you.
It just can't, because a Lidl has a very distinctive architecture. A very, very distinctive architecture. And there's like still a picture of avocados on the side of the building. Here's the other thing on that. Lidl hadn't been around all that long. We got Lidl's going out of business. By grocery store time frames, it just opened.
Yeah.
That's not great.
Concerning for Lidl.
It's concerning. I enjoy Lidl. I enjoy grocery shopping. So nothing against Lidl, but that's a warning sign. If your Lidl is being converted into immersive Van Gogh less than a few years after opening, that's a red flag on your business model. Good for the Van Gogh people for finding the building. Not great for Lidl overall. The shopping carts were gone, though. What did they do? I guess they just moved them to another grocery store.
They left the empty area where they should
be. The cart return is still there, for sure. Absolutely. Here's the other thing I wanted to point out. Richmond Times-Dispatch noted that CNN called Interactive Van Gogh one of the 12 best immersive experiences around the world you need to visit. Me being an intrepid journalist, I followed the link. Big disclaimer at the top, this content is created independently from the CNN newsroom. When you buy through links on this site, we may earn a commission. Also, how many immersive experiences are there in the world?
Feel like too many.
Can I tell you what one of the other 12 is?
Yes.
Gustav Klimt, the immersive experience. And I don't think you say the T. I think he's Austrian. Klimt.
Okay.
When we were in the gift shop area, they had the Klimt T-shirts. So I got a wild guess what's coming next to this Lidl space. I've connected some dots. Lawyers can't tell me crap about that. I can't connect. I can't connect the Saturday dots. I can't do it. I want to. I can't do it. You got to just come to River City Roll and trust me. Good things are going to happen. I can connect these dots. I feel pretty good about this one. We're off and running. It's the Friday Fun Show. Gary Hess joins us next. He'll be at River City Roll. We might discuss
Friday
that. Stick around.
Morning, Friday Fun Time
with our guy, Gary Hess. This is the last week. We can't play the sounder because we've got the high school football sounder for when you drop by. This is the last week we can't use it. Next week at this time. There is no sounder. I don't know why I put on my headphones. I was talking about sounders, so I put on my headphones. It's an unhinged radio show. What can I say, Gary? We get to see each other tomorrow night as well.
Right.
And Coach Chris, who I never get to see, so that's a treat. You're going to be at AWANS Football Festival.
I am.
River City Roll tomorrow night, 5 to 7. You, Coach Chris, Zach Joachim of the paper, I would assume AWOD will be facilitating in some way. You're going to break down high school football for us.
Apparently we are.
31st year.
16th year with Coach Chris.
I'm fired up. There are so many storylines this year. So many coaches in new places. Just fantastic recruits. Brent Pry was on the Junkies just now talking about how good the talent is in the state. It's going to be a fantastic year.
It is going to be a great year. And there are a lot of storylines. I'm interested in what Highland Springs is always going to be good. And when our CBS 6 910 The Fan coaches poll comes out for preseason, which will be early next week, I'm going to guess Highland Springs will be number one. But
he went out on a limb there, folks.
Big limb.
He went out on
limb.
The limb.
But what will Highland Springs? What identity will they have with Christian Martin having moved on to the University of Maryland? This just in, the quarterback's pretty important position.
And that is a brutal early. By design, they want to test themselves. They're going to test themselves.
It's like we're open against Manchester, and then we're bringing in two reigning state champions back to back. Phoebus and Maury, that's going to be some great theater over there on Airport Drive.
Are you a dog guy? You're a dog guy, right?
Yes.
Brent Pry was on The Junkies.
Okay.
And he was at home, and a dog starts barking in the background. And so they asked him, you know, what's the dog? Said, how many dogs do you have? He said, well, we got one real dog. And he goes, we also got a little 4-pound dog. They go, that's your wife's dog, isn't it? He goes, yeah.
Yes, we have one real dog and only one dog. So, yes.
We got one real dog.
That's right.
We got a dog that travels around in purses, too.
That's right.
I loved that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You were a dog. I was going to go back to River City Roll tomorrow night, 5 to 7. You and Coach Crazy, I love your guys' camaraderie, chemistry on air, but people don't realize it's that way off air, too. Like, when you guys are hanging out, it's a good time.
We bring the fun. That's what we definitely do, which comes in handy when a game gets out of hand.
Yes.
On the air.
Yes,
and sometimes, you know, it comes in handy when the game is still in doubt. Although, you know, we're both professionals, so, you know, if the game gets into fourth quarter and the game's on the line, you know, we put the fun aside for just a few minutes.
Gotta hunker down.
Gotta hunker down. So we're very excited about the season. I can break some news today. Haven't announced this publicly.
Oh, stop it.
Our first game will be the aforementioned Highland Springs Springers at Manchester.
All right. Well, we love breaking news.
Okay, so here's the thing.
We're out on the limb there. All right.
It was very predictable that that would be the game we would do, but we haven't said that anywhere, even on social media
yet.
Dude.
There it is. Breaking news.
Highland Springs at Manchester next Thursday, the 29th, 7 o'clock. On our sister station, WRVA.
Because the Squirrels are still playing.
Yep.
Don't have to worry about playoff baseball this year.
So, right.
we'll get you back to the mothership.
We'll be on WRVA for the 29th, and then Friday the 6th, Friday the 13th. And then we'll be on 910 for 1 week, and then back to WRVA for September 27th because of Friday night Hokie football.
Oh, that's right, in Miami. That's the big one.
And then settle into our 910 routine in the month of October.
Do you know who hates Friday night college football? Basically everybody except ESPN. The coaches don't like it. The players don't like it. The coaches lose a great recruiting night.
It scrambles
their week. The viewers don't like it. They want to be out of high school games.
It's biting the hand that feeds is the problem I see with it. You know,
well put.
It's, you know, and college coaches would say the same thing. You know, we're infringing on Friday Night Lights, and that is where our players come from. So
same with the NFL. They're nipping into that territory too, and they need to stop it and exist for the greater good of the sport.
You know, I notice, you know, typically the NFL. You know, you think about it, you know, they have that Saturday tripleheader the last few years, which is the Saturday after
Army-Navy,
before all the bowl games start.
Correct.
So they find a little
That's
slot.
An independent window.
It's an independent window. They can do that without infringing on the college. The only thing they step over is the FCS playoffs.
Not this year.
Right.
Not this year. That's first weekend of the new 12-team playoff.
Right.
And the NFL has declared, we're not stepping aside. We're still programming straight into they put good games on in those windows too. I don't know if you saw that. They've got the Chiefs, they've got the Steelers, they've got the big draws
that window,
going against college football.
That window, and that's also where they flex. They don't decide which three games that's going to be until later in the season, right?
They did a different kind of flex this year. They put three bona fide marquee games and locked them into that slot to send the message to college football, just so you all know, people will be watching us instead that day. So instead, you're right. Normally they do the flex and pick the three. I've been on the losing end of that one many times.
Right.
Obviously with the Commanders. But no, they've declared three like big games.
I believe that the opener of that Saturday triple header last year, what was it, the Vikings Colts with the huge comeback?
It was Kirk Cousins down 34, right? And rallied back. Is that what it was, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big one.
Part of that Saturday triple. I remember watching the late stages of that during our post-game extravaganza after the All-Star game.
That's right.
After the All-Star game.
So. That's right. So this year, they've declared the games. The Texans against the Chiefs. Steelers-Ravens. You think some people are going to watch that?
Wow.
Sorry, college football. they think about that next time you want to expand.
It's the first round. I mean, this is where the first round, the top four get byes, right?
That's right. But the first round's also, I'm excited for it because it's the one at the sites,
yeah,
which I think is incredibly important to this whole endeavor.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you. Yeah, you know, when push comes shove, I'm more of a college guy. I love the NFL.
Yeah.
But if I'm choosing, I'm taking college.
What we all know, though, is more people are going to watch Steelers Ravens, which is not great for college on what should be a showcase day for some of their best venues, biggest games.
Right.
Yeah.
That is into, it's like, well, we'll go Sunday into it. No, can't do that.
I want to go back to high school football. I had one other note.
Okay.
You're in year 31.
Uh-huh.
Our guy, Weldon Bradshaw, he covers games for the newspaper. He's just an absolute prince of a human being. Year 55 when he goes out to his first game this year. I mean,
I'm speechless.
That's incredible. I talked to him yesterday. He said he's going to keep doing it till his eyes or his legs give out. And he said, I don't know which one will be first, but I'll hang it up when
and
I
you know,
I
if you
to.
Know Weldon's story, you know, he is a walking definition of the fact that every day is a gift.
Yes.
And, yeah, you're right. In the human being category, they don't come any better than Weldon Bradshaw.
They most certainly do not.
And so, big fan.
And he's there, like you and Coach are, for the right reasons, to celebrate the game, celebrate the kids, which we love to see. You know, I'll do all my Russell Wilson hot takes, and, you know, the NFL, that's its own world. But you know, we celebrate the high school Friday nights, those athletes.
We do. We have a blast with it. I tell people all the time, there's nothing like Friday Night Lights. I love being at high school football games on Friday nights. I still love every part of it. You know, the day I quit doing this will be because of Saturday through Thursday, not because of Friday nights.
I just realized next week when we see you, you'll be coming off the Thursday night broadcast. That's going to
be... And a morning show, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be me Monday. I'm doing... I'm the Associated Press writer Sunday night at the Commanders preseason game.
Uh-huh.
Obviously would have done it under any circumstances. That's NBC's Sunday night trial game for their crew.
Right.
We're not kicking that till 8:15 Sunday night, Gary. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Little late night Trace McSorley up in Landover.
I think last night was the trial game for the Amazon crew, right?
Yes. Everybody's doing it. Brady didn't do the Fox one, though. So my understanding is Brady did it from a second booth next to the booth. They had like their B team do it, but Brady was in the booth next to them.
Was Kevin Burkhardt in there with him?
Right. They did it, but it did not go out over the air because they want Brady's first appearance to be that week one debut game.
Keep Brady under wraps.
You don't want to show too much in the preseason. Coaches know that. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep.
River City Roll, Scott's Edition. We're going to hang out with the young people. We're going to feel young for a night. It's 3 to 7. The live show is 5 to 7. Grant and Dan, you're going to be there from D.C. It's going to be a ton of fun. Please drop by.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We want to see everybody there. And AWOT's done a ton of work on this.
He has.
And it's going to be a great event. I think River City Roll is a great venue for it.
Yes, it
and
is.
And so, it's going to be fun. I'm trying to talk my bride into coming.
Oh, all right. I love it.
So we'll see if that works or not.
I think we're double booked to other familial activities that she'll have to be supervising.
Well,
so
it's a little easier for us with the empty nest.
It is. It is. We'll get there eventually. Gary Hess, thank you, dude.
Have a great weekend, kids.
Absolutely. Back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Be on the mic. Friday fun edition. Gary Hess, put a check. Got that done. Party time, 30 minutes away. We love our party time around here. Commanders preseason game number 3, as mentioned, I'll be up in Landover for it. If you are a diehard listener of this show, you know I talked all summer about how excited I was to broadcast live from Commanders training camp because I'd never had the opportunity to do that before. I've been to a million Commanders training camps, obviously. I know the drill, but I'd been a writer. Last year, we didn't start the show until the day after the opener. That was the first day of this program, so we weren't at training camp. It always just looked fun to, you know, you're talking to the guys, everybody's laid back, the interviews are good, and I was very excited for that. And then got knocked down by the big C, COVID, And we did not get the chance to broadcast live from Commanders training camp. So this will be my first time seeing them live in person. I say that, of course, you know, you're going to be limited in what you get to see on Sunday night. Tune in for a bit if you want to see some of the kids. I hope we get to see a couple of these draft picks. Certainly would be great to see Johnny Newton. I don't believe that is going to happen. Would be great to see Brandon Coleman for a minute. I'm not optimistic that's going to happen. Certainly, though, yesterday's news was the real jaw dropper, that Jahan Dotson got traded in the division to the Philadelphia Eagles, which tells you two things. One, they wanted him out at any cost. It was a send a message, we want him out. And two, they don't think he's going to amount to anything because they traded him to a rival. Just sent him up the road to Philly. They're going to play him twice this year. No fear, no worry about how that turns out. And of course, the Eagles fans doing their victory laps this morning of, oh, you know, we got another steal. We got another all-star. And the Eagles are a well-run personnel organization. I think this is far more about the cost for them than the upside. Receivers got really expensive over the last few years, which if you are a regular listener of this show, you know, I don't think that makes any sense at all. Running backs have gotten incredibly cheap. You can get a running back at basically any time in the draft, in free agency. Running backs are available. Supply and demand, right? The demand is high. It's a passing league. Demand is high for good receivers. The supply, though, continues to rise as well. Colleges are cranking out great wide receivers. There is usually four or five really good ones in every draft. I've thought for a long time now, the supply has now exceeded the demand, but people keep paying big money. And so the opportunity to get a first-round talent at wide receiver for swapping third and fifth-round draft picks, even if nothing comes of this for the Eagles, it's a smart cost. And I'm not going to say the Eagles won the trade, because I don't think this is a trade anybody wins or loses. I don't think the Commanders won or lost the trade. I think they sent a message. I think they wanted a dude out of the building, and they got him out of the building. And that surprised me. You know, we read between the lines here. Here's Cliff Kingsbury. He's the offensive coordinator. He's talking yesterday, and he's, I'm not going to talk about Jahan Dotson. So, you know, we're not going down that road. So somebody said, what is it you look for in your wide receivers as you're making your selection? And here's what Cliff Kingsbury said.
DQ style of play. They want to be physical and play hard without the ball. I think that's what we preach, is like, everybody's going to run routes and make catches at this level, but how do you play without the ball? And you look at some of the top teams in the league, or it's the Chiefs or the 49ers, when they transition a block, when their teammates have the football, I mean, that's kind of the secret sauce that takes you to the next level. And we've been preaching that, and those guys have done a good job responding.
Got to be physical when you don't have the ball. Dotson missed a pretty obvious blocking situation one of the preseason games. Now, I don't think they sent a dude out of town for missing a block in a preseason game, but it's certainly another data point along this path of, he's here to catch passes. Cliff Kingsbury's here to block downfield and set up plays. And that's going to be crucial in this offense, by the way, because as we mentioned, it's the fastest time to throw so far in the preseason of any quarterback, any team. Jaden Daniels is not hanging out back there. He's not pitching a tent, having a picnic, cooking s'mores back there in the pocket. He's taking the ball, and he's throwing it quickly, quicker than any of the other 31 teams have. So you're going to need, if you're going to get big plays, you're going to need receivers blocking downfield, and you're going to need screens and tight end passes and running back passes and all those things, if that's the offense you're going to do. Here's Cliff Kingsbury on the receiver room, which there was a lot of speculation right after the trade yesterday that they're not done yet. And I think people took that to mean yesterday. I think it's okay to just say, in general, these guys are looking to upgrade the team at all times. I think there could be more movement at some point. The window of urgency has largely passed. You want guys in before training camp. You just take guys when you can get them now. But here's Cliff Kingsbury on how this thing breaks down.
Are very conscientious, working hard.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Giamma's really progressed nicely, so it's been a good room, a very competitive room, and so I'm excited to see how once we get in the regular season, they kind of continue to get better.
That's another Diami Brown shout-out. If you're keeping score now, that's a DQ and a Cliff Kingsbury Diami Brown shout-out. For a guy who I had written off coming into camp, they like him. I think he's your wide receiver, too, right now. Is he your wide receiver, too, when they snap the ball on September 8th? I kind of hope not. I kind of hope they bring somebody else in because I think you need to give Jaden Daniels weapons, but... if he is, I don't think this is empty noise. I think there is faith in him in the coaching staff. And then to the earlier point, the Jaden Daniels discourse this week has been, in my opinion, my humble radio opinion, a little bit unhinged. It started with the Washington Post comparing him to RG3. I get it. It's a very obvious comparison. It included an extensive debate over whether or not he should learn how to slide or not. Here's Cliff Kingsbury on Jaden Daniels protecting the football.
Yeah, he takes a lot of pride in that. He takes a lot of pride in playing the game the right way, you know, knowing the protections, knowing where his hots are, knowing where his dirty throwaways are when it's not there and not taking sacks. And that's a big part of his game. I don't remember how many interceptions he threw last year at LSU, but it wasn't many. And he was playing at a high level in a great conference. So, I have a great appreciation for that. And as a young guy, that's paramount. It's not always going to go great, but if you can not turn the ball over and not take sacks on first, second down, you're going to give your team a chance in most games.
Dirty throwaway. This is going to be an interesting first few weeks of the season because the narratives and the highlights can create things that don't exist. I can actually tell you how many interceptions Jaden Daniels had last year at LSU. 4 in an entire college football season. 40 touchdowns. A 10-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He was really, really good. And I will spot you that there are RG3 comparisons up and down the board, and we can make them till we turn blue. I want to focus on the Joe Burrow comparison. Dude who thrived at LSU and showed up ready to go. But the narrative machine, it's not that Jaden Daniels turns the ball over a lot, gets hit a lot, throws interceptions a lot. He doesn't, statistically. It's that when he does, they're the most ridiculous, memorable plays that everybody remembers. When he gets hit, it's like a Looney Tunes cartoon where you got to go walk across to the other sideline to pick up body parts and put them back together. It doesn't look good. And if he throws an interception, that's going to be the case. He's going to get hit. The body parts are going to be flailing. The highlights are going to tell a story. And the game's going to tell a different story. Now, that has worked in his favor because I've told you, everybody's losing their mind. He's going to be the rookie of the year. He's better than Caleb Williams. Stop it. He was number 2. Caleb Williams is number 1. They go in order for a reason. Don't crown him yet. But also, when he gets hit and mangled in the first game, don't use that clip and say Jaden Daniels is a dangerous football player because he's not. He won't be playing Sunday night. Everybody else will be there, though. A little Trace McSorley on a Sunday night. If you're a glutton for football punishment, tune in. Join me on social media, Michael P and RVA. We'll tweet along. We'll have a good time. Back with more after this. You're listening
it's
to 910
The Fan. Morning. You know what time it is. I know what time it is. Our next guest knows what time it is. Parney Parnell, Richmond Flying Squirrels. What's up?
MP on the mic, it's party time every Friday. Looking forward to talking with you for a few minutes, and a lot going on this week. Been a great week. We had a great time, you and I, and Cheats and Joe T, with Jesse Cole, the red-hot, sizzling-hot owner of the Savannah Bananas, who, man, they are taking the world by storm, I feel like. And the Squirrels have been home. We only have one more homestand after this, and the excitement continues to build. We had another unanimous vote on Tuesday night, I think it was, down at City Hall. So we're waiting for an announcement date on when we're going to have the official groundbreaking. But, MP, next time you stop by the ballpark or you drive on Arthur Ashe Boulevard, take a peek over and you will see they are moving a lot of dirt over there, buddy. So the new ballpark is coming, coming, coming.
I am super pumped for you and super pumped for this development. I'm also super pumped for the people of Richmond who deserve this and have patronized the Squirrels and made sure that the government knows that this is important to keep the team here and to the government people who work to keep the team here. The last minute is still a minute, and we're grateful for that. And as you turn the corner here, what are your priorities in the next few months in terms of getting this thing rolling?
Well, Ben Rothrock and Anthony Opperman, Ben Terry are the senior management on a day-to-day basis of the Squirrels. They're in daily meetings with the final programming situations, going back with architects, and they've done a great job with that. I mean, they're going to be the guys and girls that run it on a daily basis. I'm there to assist and help them however they need me to help. Certainly on the sales side, we've had some really good success that we haven't announced yet, but we're looking forward to making those announcements here pretty soon. And then the proverbial avalanche will be on. You know, those guys are getting their ducks in a row as far as how to sell season tickets for the new facility as well as the 2025 season, and they're almost done with that. So we already have the schedule for 2025, which now is officially the final season at the Diamond. So people will start getting their final memories made at the Diamond as we literally, MP, watch this new facility be built right across the parking lot. Notice I'm not saying ballpark. And anytime there's articles in the paper or people talk about it on radio and television, I say stadium. This is a venue. This will be a place where there's 300 days of events throughout the course of the year, and people will use it for all kinds of stuff. Yes, primarily the Squirrels will be a tenant, and hopefully VCU. They haven't gotten their lease finalized yet with the city, but hopefully VCU as well. As you know, very, very much, as you're one of my great friends, the relationship with VCU and the Squirrels is airtight. So hopefully that'll be the case as well. But this venue is going to be a destination year-round for people not only in the Richmond region, but people all over the country.
A lot of people are going to love hearing that. And, yeah, excited to see the Rams there, too, with the youngest coach in college baseball. That announcement a couple of weeks ago, a little something. This is not the youngest show on radio, but that's okay. We enjoy it. We have fun with our guy. Look, I don't want to go any further without mentioning this week's Parney Time in depth. Because I'm going to play a clip from it later in the show. You and obviously everybody knows the great promotion work that goes on in minor league baseball, and certainly the Savannah Bananas are at the front of that. But watching you and Jesse go back and forth, it's cool to see the brotherhood there that exists in your world.
Well, for sure. And, you know, Jesse's taken it to a whole nother level. I mean, as he mentioned in the Parney Time podcast, which, again, I hope everybody's going to listen to, you know, they are obviously a different situation. They're not one of the 120 teams in the PDL in minor league baseball, affiliated minor league baseball. And he's started out as a college wood bat league, which is what the Tri-City Chili Peppers are, and what they've done a great job down south of us over the last few years. And then he decided to take some real huge risk, which is what one of the things we talk about on the podcast. And just listening to him talk, the courage that he's had, and I used some other words on the podcast, is just really, it's really interesting to hear. And as I said on the podcast, it's not really as much about a baseball conversation as it is about a leadership conversation, how people lead their organization. So I enjoyed it. You know, as we started out talking, you know, Jesse saw me speak years and years ago, and that's the first time we ever were in the same room together. And he had some very flattering things to say to me. You know, it's been fun to watch his success through the years. And we were excited to participate with the Bananas down in Montgomery. We were one of the first, what did he say, MP, first three or five minor league teams, yep, that had the Bananas in their facility. And, you know, certainly people ask me all the time, you know, in the new venue, are we hopeful to have the Bananas? And I think we addressed that a little bit on the Parney Time podcast, but the answer is certainly yes. And, you know, they have, it's not just the Bananas anymore. They have three teams now that travel the world doing the Banana Ball. So I think that's going to go even further. So thank you for saying that. Like, certainly it was fun having him on. And, you know, he's a guy now that has millions of followers. So for him to spend time on the Parney Time podcast shows me that he hasn't forgotten from whence he came. And it meant a lot to me that he would spend 40 minutes or so with me, you, Cheats, and Joe T on the Parney Time podcast.
You know, and he talked about the early days of the Bananas and the faith it took to get that off the ground. And certainly it made me think of a guy who's spent the last decade faithful that a new stadium was going to happen, and glad to see results happen for both of you.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I think that Jesse talked about on the Parney Time podcast was all, you know, everybody wants to talk about, myself included, their great success. But look, I think a lot of times we learn from our failures, or in our case, we learn from our delays. And I've said this time and time again, I do not believe that the Richmond Flying Squirrels would be who we are today had we gotten a new facility in 2012 or 2013 or 2014 or 2015 or beyond. I think because we had to wait all these years, we had to continue to go to the well to be creative and to continue to figure out how to make the Diamond a great place for a fan experience and a facility built during the Reagan administration. And everything has changed so much since then. Back then, you went to a minor league ballpark in the mid-80s, and why'd you go? You went to see the future Braves. That's pretty much it, right? Like, you went, and you sat, and you drank, and you ate, and you watched the baseball game. Well, now, you know, Squirrels fans go, and I bet you 50% of the people don't know the final score when they go out, because yep, they're out there to certainly see great baseball and certainly see the future Giants and future major leaguers, of which the Giants have done a great job of sending over 100 players to the big leagues, but they're just there to make memories. And that's our motto. We're not in the baseball business. We're not in the entertainment business. We're in the memory making business. And I think that we've gladly learned how to be one of the best in the business over the last 15 years. And then a lot of that goes to not getting that new facility until April of 2026.
As Parney, the glass is always half full in his world, and I love it. It's so true, everything you guys have been able to do at the Diamond. And if people do leave the game early, we hope they tune in to 910 The Fan. It's now 105.1 FM, where Trey and Blaine call every single game, and we love our relationship with them as well. Trey dropped in. Trey told me, we have Trey on Tuesdays. He went to the Little League World Series last week while he was in Harrisburg. They played the day game. He went out to watch the game that night. And I said, it was funny to see you do that, because we were talking to Carl Ravitch on the Parney Time podcast, and he said it's one of his very, very favorite things he does, and he's been to a few big sporting events. And Trey Wilson said, I was inspired to do it by the Parney Time podcast.
Well, you know, I think a fun game that we should all play in the Richmond region is put one of those bracelets on Trey Wilson's ankle and just follow him around to all the places he goes. When that guy goes on the road, he does not sit in his room. First of all, he works his rear end off when he's on the road. He does, yes, a lot of things on behalf of the Squirrels. But then, like, you'll see pop up. He'll be at a restaurant that was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or he'll be at the Lily, or he'll be at Cooperstown. Like, you never know where Trey Wilson's going to end up, and it's become, like, honestly, kind of a little bit of a hobby for me to figure out where Trey Wilson is and where Trey Wilson's going to go. But I'm certainly glad that he was inspired by the Parney Time podcast to go to the Little League World Series. And for me, like, one of the things, as you know, my dad passed away 2 years ago. I've never been to the Little League World Series, but my dad was hell-bent on going to the Little League World Series before he passed away, and he got that accomplished about 5 or 6 years ago, and he said it was one of the coolest experiences of his sports life. So, obviously, that's still going on. And for a guy like Carl Ravitch, you know, who's been a friend of ours for over 30 years, I mean, he does everything, right? He's SEC, basketball, yep, everything. He does, yep, everything. And for him to say pretty easily, if I recall,
yep,
that the Little League World Series is his favorite thing that he does, that's a mouthful.
Parney, when we get to fall, we're going to turn the corner. There's going to be football picks with Parney, happy hour with Parney on Fridays. We have four games this weekend. Delaware State's getting 39.5 in Hawaii, if you want to make an early pick, put one on the board early.
Hey, listen, I got a couple of my pretty famous friends that like to pick college and NFL football games with me sent me a snapshot of the Hawaii-Delaware State point spread and said, here we blank and go. And I'm like, all right, let's roll. So I'm sure that I will make a play on that game, because you're not a degenerate if you don't bet on Hawaii football that starts at midnight in Hawaii, and we're waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to see how they go. Delaware State's getting 39. I'm going to have to do a little research on Hawaii to make sure they can cover that. Delaware State also, I read, missed their plane to Hawaii on Wednesday.
Yep.
So, you know, they've already had some logistical issues for the Hornets of Delaware State. So we might just lay a bunch of points on Hawaii and see what happens. But there's some other cool games this weekend, too. There's a game in Ireland, I think, right? Is that this weekend?
Florida State, big favorites over Georgia Tech.
I don't know. What is that spread? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't know off the top of my head. We'll see how quickly I can pull it up here.
I mean, listen, dude, if that's more than 20 points, don't sleep on the Yellow Jackets. I'm telling you right now, their coach has got them fired up. They won a bowl game last year. Memory serves.
Barney, you ready for this? 10.5.
Yeah. 10.5. Okay. That's what I thought. I was really surprised when you said it was a lot.
I feel like it started at 15 and that thing moved. We'll verify that. We'll tell the audience in the next segment. But Florida State's a legit national title contender.
Well, and Georgia Tech is going to be making some noise in the ACC this year too. Obviously, Florida State is as well. But I wouldn't sleep on Georgia Tech. Am I going to take them at 10.5? I don't know. It depends on how the Hawaii game goes. You know what I'm saying? But we're already starting. We're not going to chase money right out of the gate, bro. But we'll see how it goes. But that game, and I think there was another one that caught my fancy. I don't recall off the top of my head, but certainly excited about college football. I'm a huge fan, as you know, and I've got a lot of different NFL things going on. We love Saturdays and Sundays around the Parnell household, especially when we're watching it down in Sandbridge with all of our Sandbridge Beach bum friends. So we're excited to get that going this weekend. And it really starts next weekend is when it all starts. This is called Week Zero, correct?
This is Week Zero. That's correct. So this is for teams that are going overseas or going to Hawaii, have additional logistics.
Yeah, so, you know, Week Zero, then Week One, but College Game Day will be over in Dublin, I think, so that's always good. And I'm really interested to see how Coach Saban does. Of course, he's going to be awesome, I think. But I wonder if Vegas, MP, is going to have an over-under on Ikes that Nick Saban says on College Game Day. You know how he goes, I mean, how many Ikes is he going to say?
I'm hitting the over, that's for sure. He's Parney, you have 9 more chances this year, starting tonight, Saturday night, Sunday matinee, of course. 9 more chances to see the Richmond Flying Squirrels at the Diamond. You have 1 chance right now to open your phone and subscribe to the Parney Time podcast, which you will enjoy immensely. And you will have another opportunity next Friday to hear from the man himself. A little Parney Time, thank you for joining us.
All right, brother. Yeah, next week I think we'll be doing our first Friday Parney Happy Time from the seventh inning stretch in Sandbridge Beach, Virginia. And I can't tell you how happy I am that we're getting that back. So looking forward to a great week. Please come out this weekend to see the Squirrels. And then one more homestand. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to be making a playoff run unless we go undefeated the rest of the season. But Dennis Pelfrey will have the guys playing hard for our fans all the way till the last out.
Yes, he will. All right. Appreciate it, Parney.
Have fun. Go nuts, brother. Appreciate you, MP.
We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, at 105.1.
We got another half hour with you. We're going to make the most of it. We always have – this is always the segment because we got crosstalk, and I don't like to cut into crosstalk because we've heard loud and clear y'all like crosstalk. But not just that. I like crosstalk, so I don't like to cut it. Sometimes – we forget the Squirrels or breaking news happened. We got to squeeze that into crosstalk. I don't like to do that, though. We got the Squirrels off the tail. I always have so much I want to talk about. And then we spend 6 minutes talking about when Lidl opened in Short Pump, right? That's how this show goes most days. We appreciate y'all coming along for the ride. It's MP on the mic. It's 910 The Fan. It's 105.1 FM. It's live worldwide on the free Odyssey app. By the way, that Lidl and Short Pump opened in 2017, had a 6-year run. Closed in 2023. Now the Van Gogh immersive exhibition. I think Van Gogh would be proud to know that his work is being immersed in a former Lidl grocery store. We can't know that for sure. The other thing was they had like a guy who was very clearly supposed to be Van Gogh narrating it. I want to know what kind of work went. Like, how do you pick a Van Gogh voice?
That's a good question.
That's an audition, right? Because you don't know it till you hear it. We have no historical clues on that whatsoever, to my knowledge. Maybe these guys do, but they found a voice of Van Gogh, and we got there. We got football this weekend. Commanders are going to bring it home for us on Sunday night, 8:15 p.m. Patriots are going to play Jacoby Brissett and Drake May, both of their quarterbacks in their competition. So we'll certainly look forward to that. That'll be good. Jahan Dotson trade dominating the news, obviously, over the last 24 hours. The Commanders ridding themselves of a former first-round pick. Probably not the last time we will say that in the next couple of years. But I want to go to Pittsburgh because we have two quarterbacks. One of them has won a Super Bowl, is from Richmond, is generally considered to be among the best in the world at what he does, and was signed to a redemption tour contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers and had pole position to be the starting quarterback. The other one is Justin Fields, drafted very highly by Chicago, never quite realized his potential there. We all assumed we knew this, how this would go. Then it didn't go that way. Now they're playing their third preseason game tomorrow, 1 p.m. against the Lions. So a tough competition there. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, both going to play. Mike Tomlin declaring this an open competition. Let's hear from both men and see if we can maybe pick up some hints into how we got here. Here is Justin Fields on the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback competition.
I think I've shown, you know, what I can do. I think, you know, the time that I did have with the ones practicing in training camp, I think that went well. I think we grew a lot each and every day. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's not up to me. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to come in here every day, each and every day, the same person, being a leader for this team and work my butt off and everything else will be handled.
And Justin Fields, that sounds about right. Let's hear from our guy, Russell Wilson, on the Steelers quarterback competition.
How much do you need to hear that doubt now externally to motivate you and keep you going at this stage?
I never had it to keep me going. I've never been, I don't know, I've just never been worried about what other people think. I think ultimately I focus on, you know, as I mentioned, you guys, obviously my faith means everything to me. You know, God chose me for this, and he chose me to play this game. I'm one of 32 men in the world that get to do what I do. And, you know, you get to, you know, play this game every day. And, you know, there's 8 billion people in the world. And for whatever reason, I get to be one of these guys, you know, fortunate guys get to do this and walk into these white lines. And so, man, I always got to have great faith and just great belief. And so that's just kind of in my spirit of me every day. You know, and so for me, I don't really focus on the outside part of it. I just focus on what God put in the inside and in terms of, you know, who he chose me to be and just focus on that part of it. And then work your butt off every day. You know, this is the part where, you know, you just work on the fundamentals. You work on your craft. You're obsessed with it. You're obsessed with learning, you know, that part of it. And that's the part that makes it great.
That would be Russell Wilson on the Steelers quarterback competition. I thought that this would be a changed Russell Wilson, not in who he is, right? He's who he is, but in the sense of I thought he would understand this is it. This is your best opportunity, probably last best opportunity, to be an NFL quarterback. If it doesn't work here, if you want to keep playing, you're going down the Joe Flacco, Ryan Fitzpatrick road of bandaging it together for teams that need you. This is a good team in Pittsburgh, y'all. This defense is legit. I thought he would realize what a great situation he ended up in. Instead, and he knows this, and I don't care about the face stuff. That's not the point here. The point here is the shtick wore down the Seahawks locker room and did not sit well there. Obviously went to Denver. He doubled down on the shtick. He gets run out of town there in a year. This is not going to serve him well in a quarterback competition, and certainly not one that Mike Tomlin is overseeing. I'm second guessing my Russell Wilson big season prediction here. I hope I'm wrong. We're rooting for the local kid. I hope I'm wrong. But I'm second-guessing it. I'm not hearing the things I thought I'd be hearing at this juncture, which would be Russ isn't playing the third preseason game. He's been a great teammate. We're excited to see what he can do for the team this year. He's not on a podcast talking about how out of 8 billion people he's been chosen for this moment. That's not a thing he's doing because he's learned his lesson, but it is a thing that he's doing right now. Lots more NFL to come. We're just getting you warmed up. We got a whole season ahead of us here, and that's that to me. That's a top five NFL storyline. Y'all can have Jerry Jones. You can have the Cowboys dysfunction. You can have Brandon Ayuk in the trade. I'm laser focused on Justin Fields versus Russell Wilson. I think that's a top five league-wide storyline going into this weekend. I wanted to do some college football as well because the Hokies have been picked in the AP. Ralph Russo, the Associated Press, he's their college football writer. He knows as much about this as anybody. He's got Virginia Tech ticketed to the college football playoffs in his preseason projection. What does that mean? It means nothing. That and a dollar will get you a big gulp at 7-Eleven. But it gets you excited because national people are seeing what I think we're seeing, which is this could be a special season. This is a group that turned the corner midway through last year, had a really strong finish to the year, has a manageable schedule early, in a conference that is in flux. We got four games this weekend. It's week zero. The one I want to talk about, Florida State, Georgia Tech, and you heard me mention it with Parney. Georgia Tech's only getting 10 points against Florida State. And look, they're in Ireland. Wacky things happen. Clemson is not Clemson right now. Dabo and Russell are off. Him and Russell Wilson are basically the same person at this point. They're disavowing how the sport works. They're going to be good. They're always going to be good. There's talent down there, but they're not vintage Clemson. The door's open. And Miami's arguably, you know, your number two favorite there behind Florida State. And Miami's got a bit of a history of not living up to the hype. And by a bit of a history, I mean we're working on three decades now. That's not a fluke. That's a pattern when it happens for that long. The door's open. I'm not saying the Hokies are going to charge through it, but it's fun to see them in the national conversation. The other issue is here, Ralph Russo, in this prediction he's making here, he's taking two ACC teams into the 12-team college football playoff. He's only taking four SEC teams, and I just don't think it's going to break down that way. The committee's got to figure this out. I don't envy the committee's job because you're trying to represent all of college football. We're going to get to the end, though. You're going to have a three-loss team in the SEC that we all know is just silly good. If the committee's doing their job as written on paper, pick the 12 best college football teams, they're going to load up on SEC teams. ACC's only getting one. If they play the politics game and try to keep everybody happy, you could see a scenario where they take two from the ACC. Now, the other thing that worries me here is they're going to pick right after the conference title games. And what we've heard loud and clear from the conferences is they need those conference title games to matter and be important because they make a lot of money staging them, and that's why they haven't given them up. You think about it, the Big Ten and SEC championship games. They're going to advertise, right? That's for a bye in the playoffs. You know, you win the game, you don't have to play in the playoffs. The prestige. Both those teams are going to be in the playoffs, though, when they line up to start playing that football game. In the ACC, though, your issue is going to be somebody's going to lose that game, and there's going to be a third best team in the ACC. They're going to start to look good by comparison. The ACC is going to put a lot of heat, though, that the loser of that conference title game be their second team in and not the third best team. You're going to see that. These conferences really, really, really want these games to continue to matter, just as the bowl games are continuing and it's all neutral sites, which, you know, drives me nuts to no end. But we've got all fall to talk about that. We got a whole fall season of MP on the mic coming up. First, though, we're going to go out to River City Roll. It is not just a bowling alley. It is also the home of AWOD's Football Festival 2. The excitement is building. We are, as we sit here, 27 hours and 18 minutes away from AWOD's Football Festival. We'll build the hype even further, let you know what we got cooking out there tomorrow night. On the other side, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.